Friends, it is time once again for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time, give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this week from St. Matt's Episcopal Church is Elizabeth Evans back in with us. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've
had
you back.
It's been quite a while.
So it's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Well, we're going
to
turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Sounds good. Well, this whole week I'm going to be talking about going through life with God and, you know, the kind of the transportation that we have that God's given us. I mean, I know that there are no cars in the Bible, but there are lots of things in our lives today that show moving through life with God. And of course, since it's summer, I thought, what a better opportunity for me to share all of my vacation stories with everybody. I have a captive audience, so now you have no choice. You have to hear about my vacations. I'm going to be talking about something that I thought was a little odd when I got some prayer for our vacation. We had a big vacation this year. My husband turned 50, and we had our big 25th wedding anniversary as well. So we had a big year. So we forced pretty much my brother-in-law and my whole family to go to Ireland with us.
Oh, wow.
We found a really good deal, and we've always wanted to go, but we just never had the opportunity to. So we decided this was the year. We're having all these big things. Might as well do it this year. And of course, you know, we got prayer before we went over there because it's a big trip. We've never flown overseas, and that's a little scary, especially for some of us who don't love flying. And I was getting prayer. They prayed a hedge of protection around us. And I don't know if you are super familiar with Tim Hawkins and all of his shticks, but he says, hedge of protection. What is Satan afraid of? Landscaping? Is that his major weakness? Landscaping? A good set of trimmers and he's going to be right through. I want a concrete wall. Well, turns out, even though it's funny that, you know, Satan's greatest weakness might be landscaping, Tim Hawkins does not know what he's talking about here, because I scoured the Bible for hedge of protection, and the only place I found it was in Job. In Job 1, it says that, then the Lord said to Satan, have you ever considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied. Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hand, so his flocks and herds spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and surely he will curse you to your face. So, okay, first of all, I mean, I prayed hedge of protection for years. This is kind of a talk for Christians right here, just for Christians only. Because, you know, when I say hedge of protection, you know what we're talking about, Christians, right? I've never really thought about where it came from or how it originated. Turns out it was Satan himself who said, you put a hedge of protection around him. So not only do we get to pray for God's protection, but we get to throw it in Satan's face that use his own words against him. So, I mean, it's like a double bonus here. And I was thinking more and more about this hedge of protection when we were over in Ireland. And praise God, I'm here. So, you know, I was safe, which is awesome. But when we were over there, my husband, who was driving the car, was selected to be the driver because, as you know, it's on the opposite side of the street. I'm no fool, friends. I'm no fool. I did not volunteer for this. It's also on the opposite side of the car. So some of the places where you drive on the other side of the road, it's the same side of the car, but it's on the opposite side of the car. And most cars are manual transmission. Because of the terrain, you have to have the manual. And then in addition to that, the roads are, it's like an alleyway, but it's two-way. So we're used to all this flat land where, you know, you got plenty of room and there's a ditch and there's, you know, a curb and there's lots before you hit something. That was not the case in Ireland. You're going to hit something if you go off the road. And there are cars that just kind of graze by you. You have, like, you could give the next person a high five. There's no way that, you know, I was driving there. It was all my husband. And he did a great job. Good job, honey. Good job, if you're listening. Well, in Ireland, because it's, you know, an old English place, they have hedges. And these hedges are no joke. It is like a stone wall. It's either a stone wall or a hedge. And neither option is good if you're hitting it, let me tell you. Because we hit some of them a little bit, just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sorry, honey, didn't mean to call you out there. We were driving on the road and a car's coming and it's a big car. And you're kind of grazing along those bushes and it's not like the little tiny ones that you see here, the little cute landscaping ones. These have thick branches, lots and lots of leaves. And if you hit that sucker, it's not going to be good. You're going to be using your full insurance on that car because you're going to do some damage. Those hedges were all along there to keep their livestock in, like cows and sheep, and make sure that they can wander but not get into the road, but also to keep crazy American drivers out. And they were doing a really, really good job, let me tell you. We wanted to avoid those hedges. They were tall. They were thick. They were strong. There's no getting through. And that's the type of protection we're talking about. This protection that God gives us from Satan is not something he's getting through. In fact, he called it out himself, saying that there is no way he can get to Job because there's a hedge of protection around him. So Christians, and this is for Christians because it does say that the Lord said that there was no one on earth like him. He is blameless and he is upright. Of course, not all of us as Christians are blameless and upright, but thankfully we have Jesus's blood to cover us and to save us and to make us blameless and upright. And that hedge of protection that Satan can't get around is what we are looking at. That is something that he himself said. I can't touch this guy. I can't touch his possessions. I can't touch his family. I can't touch him at all unless God gives him permission. So next time you're praying for hedge of protection, just remember it's not this little landscaping bush. It is a huge, thick, stone-like wall that God has put around us that Satan himself said he cannot get around.
That's a good word for us, Elizabeth. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Sure. Lord, right now we just pray for each and every one of us who is listening today. As we travel through this life and as we go different places, Lord, we pray that you put your hedge around each one of us. Help protect us against the arrows that Satan flings at us and help us to be able to go forward and do your will fearlessly. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Elizabeth Evans joining us from St. Matt's Episcopal Church. And tell us about St. Matt's and the work you do there.
Well, I am the Director of Youth Ministries there, and we're on Talmadge Road at 5240 Talmadge. We do have a website, smechurch.org. We kind of get a little bit of a break during the summer because, you know, our Christian ministry for kids, we do more things during the school year. So we do have Awana every Wednesday night. We're starting that. And we also have youth group every Sunday. I make a meal. And every Sunday when I'm not making a meal during the summer, the kids ask me what's for lunch. But unfortunately, there is no meal during summertime. We do have home cooked meal by me, and I have the kids help me as well every Sunday right after our 10:30 service. So we eat and have our youth group, but we do have a couple events coming up. We have our community picnic, and we also have a car and craft show. We're doing a car show, a raffle, food, music, crafts, all kinds of stuff.
Excellent. Elizabeth, thanks so much for being in this morning.
No problem.